This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Tired, Fiona.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Welcome to the jungle.
You might have just heard the very end of Fiona's big yawn there. I'm yawning today as well, and I was in bed early. I don't know what my excuse is. Callum, what's up with you?
I got new bed sheets yesterday. I felt like Emma Nolan. Emma buys bed sheets like there's no tomorrow.
They're going out of fashion.
Where do you buy your sheets?
Kind of all over the place. But my favourites would probably be like an M&S. That's like a treat now.
I've had my eyes on this bed sheet set for a while. And it was in Tesco, and it was full price at about 50 quid. And I thought,
they're expensive.
50 in Tesco.
Yeah, but this was a bed sheet set, so it was pillows, a fitted sheet, and a duvet.
Fitted sheet is in there, that's really good value.
So I was eyeing it up and eyeing it up, and it just wasn't going down. And then a couple of weeks back, they moved it from where the bed sheets were to the end of the season. Reduced to clear goes.
All right.
And they knocked it
Callum.
They knocked it down to €30. And I was like, there's loads of them.
For bed sheets?
Yeah. There's loads of them reduced to clear section. I'm going to hold out a little longer.
Why? Does everyone hate those bed sheets? Why did you buy them?
Well, no, because
see them now.
Yeah, there was just loads of them.
It's just Shrek all over them.
No, it's just actually a blue set. I'll take a picture when I'm next at home.
What's the most you spent on bed sheets?
At 60, I'd say.
Whoa.
So it was down to €30. And I want to say there was about 10 in this reduced declare section. And I worked at Tesco before I worked at radio. So I knew
this
homeware
this
stuff kind of after a while, if it doesn't sold, they're not going to throw it out. They'll just keep reducing it down until it clears. It's called clear to zero.
Oh, you're going to make me sick. I bet you spent like a quid in it, did you?
I got 2 pillowcases, a fitted sheet, and a king size
Duvet cover.
Duvet cover.
Go on.
For $13.75.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Man, that doesn't happen with
$13.75. But like if it had gone, I would have been like, you're a fucking idiot. An idiot.
Do you know what? In my head, I was
like,
if it's gone, I don't care. I missed my chance. I wasn't set on
it. If I love something, I need it. I would be able to take that risk.
Yeah. I have 2 bed sets at home. That's it. One
rotate.
In my room and one in the spare room.
Oh,
so if I wash my bed sheets, it has to be dry the next day. Yeah. I can't not sleep.
That's too much pressure.
That's why I needed a third one, but I didn't want to go too expensive.
No, of course.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I could keep going and talk about throws and all, but
yeah, but I want to go. I want to go on my holidays.
No, I could talk about this a lot.
I love bed sheets.
That'll be a deluxe episode.
Hey!
It's not a thing, is it?
Emma's joke about the lion.
That was great.
Doja Lion that you'll hear in the show was one of the best things that's ever come out of your life. For the wrong reasons. 1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, what's happening?
Hello, good morning, happy Friday.
Saying last Friday, bank holiday weekend. That feels like maybe 2 days ago.
I feel like it feels like 10 seconds ago.
I feel like it was such a long week.
Oh my God,
this is my last day for like 10 days. I'm going on holiday.
Thanks for mentioning that. This was dragging.
But before I go on holidays, I have to go to London, right?
Okay.
I hate London.
It's always a
hellhole.
I feel like you're going to the wrong places.
No.
What don't you like about it again? Short the flight is or something?
I don't like how short the flight.
A Dave complaint.
I don't like going to the airport to fly for 20 minutes.
Okay. Don't you get the ferry over for your
to London.
Make it more
drive
of a spin.
Through Wales.
Yeah.
But you know what's gas? Like, yous are both girlfriends/fiancés.
Yes.
Sometimes yous are mad, right? Because we're going to London, right? To see her family, right? Yeah. We're sleeping on a blow-up mattress in the sitting room.
Bestie vibes.
And it's my fault that I'm not buzzing about that.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I hear you.
I'm being negative.
Well, you have to. You have to put the effort in when you're visiting, like your partner's family.
It's for two whole nights.
Now, here's the thing: would you prefer to pay big bucks for a hotel?
That's exactly what I said.
Hellhole London.
I said, "Why aren't we getting a hotel?" She said, "Have you seen the price of them?"
Yeah.
I said, "Come on, like for God's sake, no, fine, we'll go and we'll sleep with the dust."
Well, producer Callum was paid for a hotel in London last week, and there was no window in it.
No window.
So count your blessings. At least you'll be able to let that dust out.
Yeah. That's
and just to add to that, aren't there twins, probably like 3 years old, who'll be out so excited that you're in a blow-up
mattress?
This is
exactly what I'm saying. We're going over to see our family who have twins who are 2 years old, 3 years old.
Does anyone remember that buzz when you have someone staying over in the sitting room and you're like, get me out of bed.
Straight downstairs.
I'm going to yeet you off that mattress so fast.
Spin is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I was saying, actually, my mom was coming to stay with us last night in Dublin. My mom is living in Waterford. That's where I grew up. But she had a few bits to do yesterday and a few bits to do today. So she said she would call yesterday evening. And it was really nice. There was kind of not a major plan in place. Went for, had dinner at home and then just went for a walk. And then we got back and we were just having a little drink and having a chat and we were flicking around Netflix. And I was like, have you ever watched Normal People, Mom? I presume you have.
God.
Obviously, it's just, you can see the problem immediately. I didn't. And
you didn't see the problem?
No, I just was more like, I'm like flicking through. I presume she saw that like 5 years ago. She was like, no, I've never seen it. And I was like, are you mad? How have you missed Normal People? And she was like, no, I've never seen it. And I was like, oh, you'd really enjoy it. And I just threw on an episode, kind of dust on my phone. Nope.
Did you go from the start?
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Episode one. Does it happen in episode one?
It kicks off early on, with a bit of Marianne's mad for it as soon as it gets going, really.
Didn't I issue a public warning to people not to rewatch this show?
Yeah, you did, in fairness.
I felt like that 15-year-old when any kind of kissing came on the telly growing up that you couldn't.
Suddenly I need the bathroom. Suddenly I need to go and make tea.
Now, literally, we kicked off and as the... I was like panicking, knowing that, do you want to come over on Saturday night? I'd be free.
Oh my God, that's such a good impression.
I was like, oh, crap. It all started flooding back to me. And I just saw Jack starting to squirm across the way and he was glued to his phone and I was like, nah, he's not going to move with this. I was like, what are you doing, Jack? And he was like, setting up a fantasy football team.
You're the worst person in the world.
Brilliant. And I just said, I have to just call this for what it is. I was like, ma'am, just let you know, do you remember all the talk about this show and all the sex scenes at the time and Joe Duffy and everything? She was like, no.
You don't remember Joe with his head in his hands.
They don't get what she wanted.
At this point, the panic was really kicking in, because I knew the Saturday night was around the corner and Marianne was getting all dolled up and all the rest. And I was like, oh, here we go. And I was like, no, ma'am, you need to know, the sex scenes in this is like pretty graphic. And it's kind of known as being like,
real. It's very normal.
Yeah. And they want to show the scene that's coming up in a few minutes time as like consent in schools, like really good.
Of course you turn it into a teaching moment.
Oh my God, it all kicked off and I text Jack saying, send me that app that you're setting up a fantasy football team on. I want to set one up as well.
That's good.
It all kicked off. We were over and back. I was literally hovering in the chair going, and then Jack was like, don't you dare walk away and leave me sitting here.
Did you know that I didn't realise this, but apparently parents feel just as awkward as we do.
Of course.
When we're watching a sex scene on the telly.
Mm. Why didn't you just turn it off?
That's even more awkward. We're all adults. They're like actors not really having sex. We should be able to cope.
They're country people. They don't talk.
It's so true. They don't talk, but they do other stuff.
Anyway, it cracked on.
Normal people.
And you could tell she was really like just loving the show in general, just thought it was amazing and how did I never watch this or whatever. And
she was really into it.
She loved
rewinding.
Well, maybe so because
zoom in there.
Slow motion.
I went to bed at like episode 4 and she started being like, okay, I'll head to bed as well. And I was like, ma'am, just because I'm going to bed, like you don't have to go to bed. And she was like, okay, so how do I turn the telly off? And I was like, grand. Don't know what time she rocked up to bed. Could have been after 1 o'clock. I said she finished the whole thing last night.
Woman.
It's impossible to turn that show off. It's so good.
I remember when it first came out. Sorry, now this is terrible, but it was COVID. Forgive me. There was a dodgy stream of it doing the round somewhere, and I watched it all the way through the night. As in,
Paul
like,
Mescal be grand.
Yeah, it was.
But then
those,
she
like,
found Paul Mescal and she gave him 20 quid.
That's perfect, then. Yeah.
Who
you did? You just because you watched it on the dodgy stream.
You said split that between yourself and Daisy.
Rang up Sky. Said here's 30 quid.
Honestly, that feeling of shame never leaves you. It's just it was a very awkward evening. Here is Molly. Now this has been.
It's Spins fully charged, recharged.
Bless Cameron Watson. That's Kisses on Spitting with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
Bless Cameron Watson.
Morning. Bless.
Excuse me.
Bless, blessing is
the name. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you remember when people used to say, the adults
Holy
would
ghost.
Say ghost and you'd be like, no, I don't say it. I was just trying to be like, you know when your granny would say Holy Ghost and you're like, oh yeah, this is meant to be a scary religion. They changed it to spirit for the kids. Anyway. You might have seen it in the news last week. There has been a huge gig announced for Slane next year.
Yeah, there. I didn't see this.
They don't know what.
They don't know what
talks.
Yet. But it's like Slane is back. So next year will be the 45th anniversary of the first Slane.
I think they're going to
so
try.
So has there been nothing in Slane since Harry Styles?
No. There wasn't an ACDC or something. Or were they,
I used to think for sure that there was an annual thing, but it just kind of comes and goes at random. Yeah.
They'll have
it?
To try and push for Oasis.
Oh, okay, so. Maybe. I guess like Lord Henry was sick and stuff, so maybe they weren't doing anything. But his son has taken over now, new Lord of the Manor, Alex. I'm going to call that Cunningham. Cunningham. I'm going to say Cunningham because it's like Cunningham Road. So there are a few acts who've been tipped to play. People are starting up the rumour mill. They're adding some juice into it. And my partner, Dwayne, I've kind of talked about this before on the show.
He's probably already got tickets.
Yeah, for whatever it is. He's
hoping
a big
stereophonics.
Yeah, literally. He's a big music fan, specifically of the dad rock genre.
He must love Spin then.
Oh yeah, well he listens to it every day. He's learning a lot about the youth and then he switches it off and he listens to Stereophonics.
Fair enough.
So there's a few rumours about kind of who's going to play. So I thought I might rank them based on how insufferable Dwayne will be if they're confirmed.
Okay.
So starting off, Fontaines DC.
Oh yeah, brilliant.
Have been tipped as a potential.
Have they? Are they that big?
By certain online sites who like to guess things.
Reddit.
Boards.
They're getting big and maybe Slane does that sometimes. Like they like to say like they had the act who then get huge, the Irish act. But insufferability level for Fontaines DC, 3 out of 10. So he's not really into them. I feel like most of his energy will be taken up with my brother Michael asking Dwayne if he can get him a ticket when Michael very much has access to Ticketmaster himself. I feel like that's going to be the main story there. Coldplay are also rumoured, obviously massive 4 gigs for them in Croker last year and they've been in the news again recently. A small thing happened at one of their gigs, you might not have seen it, I don't know. Insufferability levels here, 7 out of 10.
Over Coldplay?
He probably would be attending this gig.
I don't know if that would work with the lights and the bands and stuff like that.
Yeah, they'd have to do a more stripped back version.
Yeah,
I know this is a terrible thing to say about Beautiful Slane, but I just, even if it was Coldplay, I was thinking what would my insufferability level be? And I was like, I don't think I could commit to Slane.
A lot of people don't love it as a venue. It's just quite difficult to get in and out of.
But imagine seeing that massive hill filled with everyone's and everything. That would be...
Code it though, because like they already have it coded for stadiums.
There wouldn't be great coverage down there either. he always comes out of the woodwork as an apparent Coldplay fan anytime they do an Irish gig, even though I've never heard him play a single Coldplay song. But
I think it can be a different thing though, because a Coldplay live gig is just such an experience.
Yeah. I'd never play a Coldplay song, but I've been to see
them. You'd
be like, I want to go.
Yous are the same. Okay, Oasis are also rumoured. We're heading along to see them at Croke Park next week.
I hate how casually you say that.
I know,
so
I'm
annoying.
So jealous.
Well, what can I say? We're going! I'm very, very excited.
Like, it's just, it's so rude to be like, and we're heading along. Like, what do you mean?
Sorry.
You should apologise for you saying that.
I apologise for enough. I am sorry. I am a piece of shite. I am going to Oasis. Dwayne managed to get like very reasonably priced tickets before the great dynamic pricing debacle of 2024. I know, he's very good at getting tickets. Like, this is, what can I say? And he's got a really good hairline. And I feel like he's a huge fan. He's already been at that merch shop that opened in Dublin trying to get a very specific Oasis in Dublin t-shirt. They didn't have it. So we both love Oasis. So I feel like insufferability level's 5 out of 10. He only scored slightly high because he will 100% be listing the multiple times he saw Noel and Liam's solo shows where no one else saw them over the years, just to show that he's better than everyone else
of course.
He's actually a real fan.
And he actually supported the whole way through.
Sorry, I know Noel and Liam but I did a amalgamation of the two.
Our favourite brother, Neil.
Neil, shout out to you, Neil.
Yeah. Bear in mind, this girl really actually has one of those tickets and she's calling them Neil.
I read Noel, then Liam. You guys know how it can happen. Finally, you two are rumoured.
No.
We are getting into very dangerous territory here. I've talked about what a big U2 fan Dwayne is. He was famously conceived to with or without you.
Famously. Look it up anywhere.
Look it up on U2's Wikipedia page.
I can't believe, like, his parents told him that.
Oh, they told him. It's been a family situation for years. They're into it as well.
I once did ask my dad, just for the crack, I go, where was I conceived? And he went, oh,
that's the normal response.
I've never in a million years would go, well,
do you know what?
It was a Tuesday in Dublin, and it was to you too.
And Bono's dulcet tones guided you into the world. Bad. I'm going to have to book time off work to support him if they come. Like, we've been to see Bono's solo show musical in New York. We've been to the Sphere in Vegas. Slane, U2 at Slane was Dwayne's first concert back in 2002. So this is just going to be a situation where we're all going to have to come together as a community to support him.
I wonder though, because we are coming into autumn, they'd want to announce that probably in the next couple of months if it's a summer gig for next year.
Yeah,
you
know, I wonder.
Hopefully, we won't be hanging around for too long.
He thinks it's definitely Oasis.
Oh, put that out there.
Yeah, that does make sense.
I will
so
go.
Real fans, get tickets.
I will go.
If you know who Neil is,
it spins fully charged, recharged.
Addison Rae, that is Fame Is Gone on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It is Addison Rae, I'm right, who just got massively upgraded in terms of that venue for the gig.
From National Stadium to a Three Arena, which
that's
I'm
crazy.
Raging about.
Putting her in the National Stadium
it was
so
perfect.
Weird. It's a boxing arena.
It's, no, but like the level of scaldiness of the National Stadium and just like Addison Rae's music and the very sexual undertones and overtones. It was the marrying of the two that, like, I was really excited for.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And now with three, I mean, I'll go.
I just think it's so stupid. Like, imagine that meeting where it's like, right, Addison Rae, guys, probably one of the biggest TikTokers in the world, huge artist. Where we put her? South Circular Road?
No, when I saw that, I was like, yes.
Dublin travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
I will say, I did see Noah Kahan in that venue, and it's kind of cool because you're looking, like, at every, like, all the way around, you're looking down at them rather than up at them on stage.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Kind of a cool way to see someone.
And the offo across the road just slushes.
Yeah. It's just gone 7:30. Alex, how are the roads this Friday morning in Dublin?
Morning, guys. It's actually quiet enough out in the roads. Gill Street inbound is busy from
Good morning. How are yous getting on? All right, we've done this once before on the show, and we are looking to potentially make it a regular fixture. You know, we do the... Oh, hello. You know, we do the girly quiz with Dave on a Thursday because he doesn't know about women's stuff and it's a bit of crack to make him sweat.
But well, I thought, I'm sick of this. I've had too much, I've had about 3 years of people asking me questions that I very clearly do not know the answer to. So yes. I wanted to get back at certain someone who created the girly quiz.
And right. Who created the girly quiz?
That would be Emma Nolan. And I thought, I remember going, but what does she not know? She's a very smart
very
person. She knows
woman.
A lot about, you know, different, maybe general knowledge things. Mm-hmm. But there is one thing, one topic, one niche subject that she doesn't know anything about.
That is true. Allow me to paint you a picture of Emma Nolan. Myself and David Hammond come in here and unfortunately bond over memes and stims from the darkest corners of the internet.
Yes.
And it's honestly not a flex. Emma sits there dumbfounded because she was out in her youth touching grass, digging shite out of horses' hooves and genuinely enjoying being a child, a teenager and an adult.
Going around to the bike and enjoying the fresh air, and you didn't instantly come home from school and go, right, computer.
I never had an MSN account.
What?
Oh, see, this is what I mean. This is what we mean. All right, so we want to teach Emma in the form of a quiz by making fun of her for not knowing
anything. And just to say, for you listening, like, the Kraken studio is always these sims and this messing, and I honestly feel left out a lot of the time. So I think this is a really positive thing, guys.
It's good. It's crazy. When Emma logs onto her social media accounts, she sees things like her family, her beautiful niece, Florence.
And maybe some some Despicable Me minions.
Whereas we see someone from Midlands, America, who is dressing up as a nun to get into, I don't know, a fairground.
Yeah.
So we have been, we're looking for names on this, by the way. At the moment, it's loosely called the viral quiz, but we're open to, you know, what do you mean?
Absolutely.
Which I think is already a thing, but I'm pretending it's not because I love that name. And so we are going to quiz Emma on
things she should know.
Things she should know. And a theme, a point of a design element of the quiz we've decided yesterday is question one is always going to be a bit of a throwback.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. All right, shall we crack
on? Let's do it.
Oh, I'm going to make an arse of myself again now this morning. Here we go.
All right, Emma.
Don't come across like a real bogger.
No.
Don't let them think that you didn't have internet.
Emma, you are about to hear audio from one of the most viral YouTube clips of all time.
Ow! Ow, Jolly! Ow! Jolly! That really hurt!
What did Charlie do?
I know this one.
Oh, oh my God!
Charlie bit my finger.
Let's see if that is correct.
Charlie bit me. And that really hurt, Charlie, and it's still hurting.
Okay. I think surely she'll know that. When you suggested this one yesterday, I was like, I don't know. And also, I will say, the boss's daughter who was here on work experience, Izzy, saw us looking up that meme and she was like, you're so old. So,
yes, okay, that's
well done, correct. Emma.
Charlie bit my finger.
Yes. One for one, very good.
Nice. Okay.
I'm very proud of you for knowing that.
Thank you.
A huge moment. But we go now to question two. A couple were famously caught on Coldplay's Kiss Cam last month having an affair. Mm. The couple were identified as the CEO and head of HR of a certain company. What was that company? Just to reiterate, you do have a 50-50.
I'm pretty sure because I looked up what this company is to see if he was like some kind of what you call it? Someone who goes to space.
An astronaut?
I thought he might be an astronaut. But no, he does work for a company called Astronomy, which has nothing to do with going to space, I believe. I think it's something to do with money, but I think it's called Astronomy. I think he's the CEO of Astronomy or Astronomer. I'll lock in Astronomy. I don't know what to do.
You're locking in Astronomy.
CEO of Astronomy. I'm locking in Astronomy.
Emma Nolan, the answer is Astronomer.
Oh, you said it! You said it!
Oh, come on!
You said it's Astronomy or Astronomer. I'm going to lock in Astronomy. Oh.
What were we to do? But that very good, me. Very good.
I had to look him up because I was like, oh my God, does he actually go to space? Like, is he that? Anyway, it's just some kind of a money place.
It's like an AI situation.
All right, okay, but what is that? What does that company do? Why is he such a big deal?
We're not the ones being quizzed
here.
He's
just the CEO of
like
a big tech company or something. I don't know what it is.
But Damn it! I'm so close.
Here we go, last question. It was very close.
I feel like we should give that to you, but anyway. Okay, right.
No, she's wrong.
Oh, it was close, guys.
I gotta bring that back to you in two Thursdays.
Love you.
Earlier in the summer, an interaction between Doja Cat and a fan, in which the fan gave Doja a t-shirt, went viral. What did Doja Cat famously do with the t-shirt?
What did Doja Cat do with the t-shirts? To be honest, I don't know. And I don't know if this is a clip I saw of a different artist. So this is a guess. Because I remember seeing something, like a headline, but not watching the video. Did I see someone write something like, a fan threw a t-shirt at Doja Cat hoping for her to sign it, but she just threw it back?
Oh, okay.
That's my guess, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't know what else would have went.
If only you had a Simplify. Mm.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Yeah, guys. Guys! Is there any chance like a 50-50?
Oh my God, crazy idea.
Crazy.
Where did you come up with that?
Wow. Listen, why not?
All right, Emma. Earlier in the summer, an interaction between Doja Cat and a fan in which the fan gave Doja a t-shirt went viral. What did Doja Cat famously do with the t-shirt? A. I threw that musty-ass shirt away, by the way. Or B. I gifted that shirt to one of my cousins, by the way.
I'm going to lock in A on this one, guys.
A. I threw that musty-ass shirt away, by the way.
Yeah.
You're locking it in.
I'm going to lock that one in, please.
Emma Nolan.
She wouldn't give it to her cousin, surely. Doja Lion. That was bad.
It was actually good. It was how I liked it. Emma Nolan.
Doja Dog.
She absolutely did throw that musty-ass shirt away.
I don't know why she's getting the big fanfare music. She lost the quiz.
I was very close.
Oh my
close.
God, come on. That was so close.
Do you know what? I'll take it. That's okay.
Don't go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Get the question wrong and they'll be like, ah, yeah, we'll give you the million because you were so close.
Jeremy Clarkson is luckily not in this room with us right now. And I say,
gotta be strict.
Is very
you're
close
as bad as her yeah, when honestly, we played the golden ticket
ridiculous.
And she's like, ah, yeah.
No, the girly quiz.
No. Dave's never got anything that's just one letter off. Oh, it's very close.
Yeah, like if Dave was three letters off, the WhatsApps would be going mad, being like, is there such bitches?
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind for the girly quiz.
We do allow. Like, sometimes
guys,
we don't get the exact wording.
I feel like people like me are learning a lot from this quiz, so I really hope it does become a regular
that's
feature
why we're
on
doing
the show.
It. Yeah, no, we just need a name.
Yes, name suggestions always welcome
one,
for
it?
Our new baby.
It's such a shame that What Do You Meme is exists online, another one, because it's perfect.
And me and Dave are learning from each other a lot, like what we think the quiz is. Like, I didn't realise Dave was thinking of it as more throwbacks, whereas I was trying to take a current slant.
Right.
So we're growing together as artists.
Yeah, and for me, I don't know the throwbacks a lot of the time or the current stuff, so it's very beneficial.
Well done on the Charlie bit my finger. Huge moment.
Sorry, if she didn't know that, we have to end the show.
How long ago was that? Like 20 years ago?
It was in like 2007, I think it was.
Gracie Abrams and That's So True on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Did you see Drake posting about Gracie Abrams the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, I actively tried to avoid anything Drake.
I know, but sure, you can't really help it sometimes if it pops up in your feed.
Drizzy. Champagne Papi.
Posted a photo of Gracie Abrams, and it's a photo of her that like was obviously online somewhere else that he's robbed, and it just whatever way she's holding her hand up to her face, it shows this birthmark on her arm.
Okay.
And he writes, I always hated the birthmark on my arm, but now I see that Gracie Abrams has the same one as me and now I love it.
He's such a teenage girl.
Drake, like, get out with that. Like, is that meant to redeem you somehow?
That's what I felt. I was like, what are you trying to do there?
Oh,
you know,
man.
Oh, it's such a, like, do you remember his song Kinky, do you love me? Like, so
sorry,
good.
Great songs. All great songs.
All great songs.
Fair, but unfortunately, I'm out.
I'm out.
For that reason, I'm out.
Positive vibes, because it's Friday.
103.8. Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Morning, what's the crack? How are you?
I'll tell you what the weather is.
I was about to say, Dave, tell me what the weather is.
I'll tell you what the weather is. Positive vibes, because it's Friday.
It's Friday, Alex, now. Come on.
Listen, I'm going to Mallorca next week. I hope it's positive vibes.
Oh, it's better. Check the vibes before you go.
Alex, man, that's not Friday. What's the weather in Dublin today, Dave?
It's vibes.
I told you, vibes.
All right, okay.
I think there's 14 vibes. Because it's Friday.
Okay. I feel a bit better though that we can give Alex a bit of slagging, because I was thinking before this, me and Dave are going to be labelled the office creeps. Before the show started this morning, we were up like making our cups of tea and our porridge, just asking everyone who came into the kitchen, here, when were you born? when were you born? When were you born?
I'm pretty sure we heard like the producer of Dave Moore's show go away, go, don't go in there, they're asking you what I need.
And Alex was like, do you really want the answer to this question?
I hate when people say that, by the way. And boy, was he right. I didn't want
the
answer.
We said, just give it to us, Alex. What was it?
2004.
That's disgusting.
And he said he was late. So I was like, so you're even younger. Get out of here. Get out of here. And I feel like that's why he didn't have a good head in him for the weather today.
Yeah, he's only a chub.
It's 14 degrees. Yeah, by the way, Alex, just in case.
Which
you
is the same age Alex is.
14
he
degrees.
Even remember the millennium.
It's going to be cloudy.
I remember
for
those fireworks.
I know. I was out on the green by my house, and I won't say any more because I was born in 2004.
Did you say he doesn't even remember the millennium? Yeah. He wasn't born.
He was barely a twinkle in his dad's eye.
He doesn't remember it.
He doesn't exist. He didn't exist at the
Shannon
millennium
as well.
I don't remember World War II very well.
My name is Somber. Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is Dave Ranks. It's where I rank from 5 to 1 my favourite niche things in the past. We've done things like my favourite lines from Titanic or the best iPhone noises. Today, as always, is quite niche, but I think you'll enjoy it because I had so much fun making it. This week, we're back to ranking songs.
Okay.
And we're doing songs from a former X Factor runner-up. Okay. A man who once stuck his thing in a Pringles can to go viral. A man who wore a fedora for years past the time that they were fashionable. And a man who was once in the shop Selfridges, heard a bang and thought that there was a shooter inside and caused global panic by tweeting, "Everyone get out of Selfridges! Gunshots! I'm inside!" And there was no shooter. Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be ranking songs from Ollie Murs.
That Selfridges story is one of my favourite things of all
time. That's incredible.
Can I ask, before you go any further, why?
He came on the radio the other day and I went, yeah, good tune there, Ollie. I must look him up. Now I fear when Spotify Rap comes around, he will be my number one artist.
Oh, Christ.
Dave turned around to me yesterday when he was prepping this and he was like, Callum, you went to an Ollie Murs gig at the start of the year, didn't you? And I said, yeah. And Dave said to me, I don't know why I didn't go because I think I would have absolutely loved it. And you would have.
I would
have
enjoyed it.
It was full of 40-year-old women and me.
Oh, I love Ollie. Oh, I love Ollie.
Oh, he's dead sexy.
All right, let's rank some songs, okay? By the way, I did once interview Ollie Murs. He did not like me at all. But I like him. In fifth place is not very niche. I don't want you to, you know, hear this and think, ah, this is going to be so basic, these Dave ranks. It won't be. I just could not include this song. It's one of the most famous songs. And it's also a collaboration with a man named Flo Rida. In fifth place is Troublemaker. Right, that's it, done, okay?
The Flo Rida rap in that is very good.
Very
as well.
Good, in fairness. But we move on instantly because I don't want you thinking I'm going real basic. Fourth place. I had a lot of issues putting this song in fourth. I initially thought it should be higher, but unfortunately for Ollie, he made the pre-chorus better than the actual chorus, right? So okay. I'm going to play you the pre-chorus where he doesn't even mention the song title, but damn it, it's good.
Okay.
In fourth place, Please Don't Let Me Go. In you in this alone, baby, please don't let me go.
Yeah, wow. That bit is much better than the chorus.
It
is.
It's very repetitive.
Very, very repetitive.
Easy listening, that.
Fiona looks bewildered.
Yeah, she's not really into this.
I don't know what to think about this one.
You're not really into this, and to be honest, it's killing my vibe. So, can you please leave?
Sorry.
just there's the door.
Please, there's the door. If you're not an Ollie Murs fan, we don't want you here.
I don't know how. Sorry, go on, Dave. Go on,
I will say though, I remember because me and Emma used to work in the same company years ago, right? And I got the opportunity to interview Ollie Murs from the boss. He said, "Hey, Ollie Murs is on. Do you want to interview him?" And I remember sitting beside Emma, and Emma goes, "He's not cool." And that was about 8 years ago.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm feeling.
It's okay. But we're in. We have to lean in.
We're into the top three now. These next few songs, I believe, are truly the best that Mr. Murs has to offer. And they are fantastic.
All right. Oliver.
We're going in with another collaboration this time with another artist that you're going to say, how in God's name did Ollie get a collaboration with this person? And to that, I would say, it's Mr. Murs. This is a collab with the one and only Snoop Doggy Dogg. In third place on Dave Rank Songs from Ollie Murs is Moves. It's your moves, baby. 'Cause I can dance in the way that you do.
I can't say I've ever heard that song before.
It's so good, though.
You definitely know with that one, they never met. They were never in the studio at the same time.
Never, ever, ever.
Oh, God, their vibes are wildly different.
I'd say Snoop is still like, what was I doing there, man?
What did I do? I guarantee you play that song for Snoop Dogg, he's like, I have no recollection of that whatsoever.
He's got a great verse in that. He's got, here's to the rhythm of the D.O. Duh. It's really good. It is really good.
Callum's knowledge of rap is exclusively rappers versus Ollie Murs songs.
All right, top two now. I hope you're enjoying so far. This song is so good that it hurt me to not put it at number one. Ollie, I'm so sorry. This is only at number two, right? But good, because it's near perfect, but for some reason didn't do massive numbers in the charts. In second place is You Don't Know Love. Come on!
right.
Okay, wow. I've been converted. I have a 3-hour drive ahead of me this afternoon.
It's Ollie Murs straight.
Exclusively be listening to Ollie Murs.
Let's recap. In fifth place, we had Troublemaker. In fourth place, we had Don't Let Me Go. In third place, we had Moves. And in second place, we had You Don't Know Love. Okay. It's the time you've been waiting for. The best song from Ollie Murs. I promise you, whatever you're thinking it is, it's not. Okay?
I'm nervous.
The top spot, the gold medal, the big trophy, the giant check in first place on Dave Rank Songs from Ollie Murs is Wrapped Up.
What?
Wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
Around your finger. I'll do anything for your love now. When you touch it.
That's terrible.
The feeling lingers.
And that is Dave Ranks for this week.
Wow. That is amazing. I'm thrilled.
I have to remind you, you have not been listening to Q102. This is Spin 103.8, number one for 15 to 34-year-olds in this city.
One more time for the road, lads.
You got me wrapped up around your finger.
Oh, his.
I'll do anything for your love.
I'm doing the most dad dance ever.
Hey, when in Rome.
God, he's so good.
Oh, I love Ollie. I love Ollie.
I love his mood.
This is Spin. We are currently at the 8th of August, and I was only chatting to my sister the other day saying, how are you fixed on whatever weekend, 2 weekends away? Do you have any plans? Might meet up and hang out with the kids or whatever. She was like, no plans, back to school weekend though. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's grim.
Yeah. I was in Dundrum the other day. The uniforms are just everywhere again. It won't be long until it comes around. Enjoy the last bit of holidays, kids.
Oh my God.
But I did see a tweet then kind of with that this in mind the other day, and someone had tweeted saying school is starting soon, so it's time to settle this debate. What colour is Matt's? Ooh. And I'm one of these people that and we all kind of have this way of, you know, a number and a colour might associate themselves, you know, in your head or whatever. And as soon as that tweet came up on my thing, I was like, I think I have a colour for every subject.
Mm.
So I wonder if we're all aligned on this. So Dave and Fiona this morning, I'm going to name some subjects and we're going to go through the language group, the science and maths group, business studies, social studies and all that. I'm going to pick a few subjects out and I'd love to see if you guys align on any or all or none.
So this is just the colour literally we associate with that subject.
Exactly. Okay. And I'd like to see what you think. Okay, we're going to kick off with the language group, guys, okay? And get involved listening as well if you think they're absolutely incorrect or if you have a different colour. I'm nerdy about this stuff. 087 711 1038.
See, I feel like mine are weird because mine are either what colour my book was in school or what colour the flag is from that country.
Oh, you're going to suck at this then.
I don't know. But anyway,
try and clear your mind from that, okay?
Clear my mind.
Of just the subject, all right?
Okay.
We'll start off with, and please answer at the same time, okay? We'll play Dave's beeps.
Dave's beeps.
These are my beeps.
Let's kick off, please, with Irish.
Green.
Wow. Okay. Are you thinking Emerald Isle, Ireland, green?
You could not pick green.
I would have said red for Irish. Anyway,
for Irish, you would pick red.
It's red to me for some reason.
What?
Oh my God.
Let's move on to German.
Oh.
Black.
Yellow?
I would have said black. Yellow? Where are you getting yellow from?
Is it on the flag?
Yellow is not on the German.
Okay,
flag.
Let's move away from
flags. It is. Black, red, and yellow.
Yeah. Let's move away black from anything so to do with flags to see if we can align, all right? Let's move into the science and maths group.
Oh, okay.
Biology.
Blue.
Green.
I would have said pink because of all the internally bits.
Oh. Okay, fair. Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense to anyone who doesn't have this thing in their brain where as soon as they like hear, it could be anything. It could be a subject. It could be like a band.
He literally said the other day, even in the office, our boss Nick just randomly said, what colour is August? And me and Callum immediately said
red.
Orange.
Yeah.
I
love stuff like this.
Yeah.
Like what colour is August?
Synesthesia
orange,
or something?
Yeah,
is that what
sure.
it's called?
Is that
what about this one? Boring, kind of just pen and papery stuff. Accounting.
Grey.
Blue
for me as well, man. That's weird. Okay. Fiona, get out.
You just don't have it.
Sorry, this is what I was so worried about at the start. I was like, if I say grey, I'm going to be kicked out of this studio.
I get grey.
Some subjects
I really
gray.
Do get grey.
Okay, let's move into science. Ag science, guys.
Green.
Black. Fiona, I'm with you on that.
It didn't have a colour for me, really.
What about the fields?
I have nothing to do with ag science. I never did it.
Maybe
I never studied.
Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, last couple. Geography.
Green.
Yes, it is green for
me too.
And the last one for the road this morning is Home ec.
Oh, God, that's hard.
Oh, red.
Oh, my God. I actually couldn't.
You couldn't. Do maths. I'm curious about maths. Go
maths.
Grey.
Orange.
Blue. Orange.
Are you mad?
Yeah.
People underneath this tweet said everyone is like, maths is obviously blue. Like light blue. And I would say accounting is blue, probably because of the lines on
accounting
the page or something.
Blue. Yeah.
Accounting is so fair. Blue. People on the comments underneath this particular thing all agree pretty much that maths is blue. Callum.
Do you remember the colour of your school books?
Yeah, kind of.
Because when you were doing all of that, all I was thinking of was the colour of my school book. So my English book was purple.
Yeah.
I probably would have said purple for English.
My maths was grey.
Oh, yeah.
Science was orange.
Okay.
So it kind of, all I could think of there was just flashback to the colours of my book.
One of my maths books was orange. That's why I have orange. Yeah.
I can't really remember the books, but I just remember hating maths so much. And that's why it's grey. And like, your mathematical set is grey and stuff, you know? Okay. Like
and the calculator is kind of, I just love the little squares in the maths.
Okay, here's just, this is completely random and off the cuff, and don't ask any questions, just go for it. What food is maths?
Rice.
I was going to say rice, but then I was like, no, I like rice. Do you know what?
Something beige and boring.
You know what food matters to me? What? Viscount biscuits.
That is way too kind to
maths.
Because that's so neat.
I used to have to like go up a mountain, like literally went 10 miles up a mountain every Thursday night for 2 years to meet one of the teachers from my school for grinds, and she always gave me a Viscount. And I was like, could this be any sadder? Do you not even have a digestive
enough? Psychologists listen to this show to honestly learn psychology and how much freaks people can be.
That is so funny.
Math is Viscount.
Obviously, Love Island is over now and I've been trying to figure out things to watch or whatever, but I have basically spent most of my time looking at the Love Islanders on Instagram because I miss them being on my TV.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So I was like looking to see what they're all doing and, you know, a lot of them were coming out with statements being like, yeah, sorry about that. Because they were little, you know, shites in
only messing about that.
But there was one person who wasn't uploading. Now, this was during the week, so I know this is kind of old news. But I want to talk about Yaz, by the way. Yasmin, right? Mm-hmm. She was one of the... I think she came third in Love Island, and she was a huge character.
Right.
And she wasn't posting on Instagram at all. And I was kind of going, that's weird. Until she put up a statement. And basically, the statement read, as I've spoken about her on the show, I'm sure a lot of you will know that I have a cat called Meow Meow, who's been by my side for 11 years now. When I was filming Love Island, I had a bad gut feeling something was off and my mum and my sister came into the villa. I asked them how the cat was doing. Rightfully, they didn't tell me because I was still in the villa, but after the final, I called my sister and she told me that Meow Meow had cancer and died whilst I was away filming Love Island.
Oh, that's devastating.
It was absolutely heartbreaking. I felt so bad for her. Mm. But I was thinking, and I was like, no wonder she's not posting on Instagram. And you know what I mean? When they come out of the villa, they're all posting on Instagram to try and get the clout up and the followers up. And
strike while the iron's hot.
Get the PLT deal in the bag.
Yeah. That's it, but she wasn't. And so that's the reason why her cat died. And that's obviously heartbreaking for
11 years.
However, I just remember watching the day where all the parents and the family come in to meet the Islanders and see their you know, their child for the first time all summer.
Yeah.
And I remember Yasmin's sister and her mum came in, and the first thing that Yasmin asks is, "How's Meow Meow?"
How's Meow Meow? Everything's fine. Yeah. Okay, good.
Everything's fine.
And they say everything's fine. She's all good.
The fact that they said everything's fine, not she's great.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to phrase it.
Yeah, but it's also just like, get it wrapped up.
Don't lie.
Does she still like her bed? Did you get her a treat? Move on. And how's everything in here?
Yes, exactly.
Tough one.
Very, very tough one. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying they shouldn't have done that. I actually think it was a really, really good idea for them to just go, listen, just focus on, you know, you being in here. There's no point in you knowing at this point.
Yeah.
However, I know from my side, I don't think I could lie. I don't think that if someone asked me, hey, how's that cat doing that you're minding? I couldn't lie.
Yeah, that would be hard.
And I think I'd find it so difficult. I think I would make a rule for myself. If the person brings, say, if I was Yasmin's mother or father, right, and I walked in, and I think I'd have to make a rule with myself that I wasn't going to tell her unless she asked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They obviously know her. They know it'd be the first thing she'd ask.
The first thing. So that's kind of my question to you this morning. And I just kind of want to do a straw poll here. It's just, honestly, I just find this interesting. Would you want to be told or would you want to be lied to? 087-711-1038. I'm just curious as to where people's mind is. I think they did do the right thing, but I can also see it from the other side. I might be a bit annoyed if you didn't tell me. Yeah. If I didn't be able to, wasn't able to start the grieving process when it happened.
Yeah. There's a couple of ways to look at this as well, because obviously we're not all going to be in this situation where we're in Love Island, right? Yeah. And there's cameras on us. But like, if you were away traveling for 6 months, would you want to know that your dog at home had passed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you were just somewhere that you couldn't be there, and they know, say it was a big deal for you if you were like, having an experience of traveling to a part of the world or whatever. Or maybe you were just in your holidays and they're like, oh, Fiona really needs this break. We don't need breaking bad news to her. We'll wait until she comes back. So in that situation, would you want to know? The other way of looking at it as well is they obviously sat down and discussed at length, like the mother and the sister, because I know this is a really calculated thing to say, but Love Island is a calculated game.
Yeah.
If they had told her and she was upset, so close to the final, it could have got her a lot of public support.
That is true.
I know that's a weird thing to say, but it's legit. Like,
but no, also they probably knew she in there. I mean, I didn't watch, so I don't know. But like, she needs to play a tactical game in there, and like, you're not on it. Like, if your pet,
I know
dead,
we sound, like, but like that is just it's a calculated show. That's how people are.
If I had like a big gig or something, and like you know, I was doing like Vicar Street or something, and like something had happened to my dog, I would not.
Yeah,
it's very hard.
You wouldn't be able to keep going.
No, there's no right answer because either way, your pet's dead.
But honestly, it's the same thing as like going into your leaving cert, and the dog's out there in the garden. Distract the kid and don't say a word until they get their.
But I just think I get it, and I understand where they came from. But the only problem I have with it, I feel, is she came third, right? She was in the final. It was this huge euphoric moment, and then boom, straight away after the final, you're brought back to earth. By the way, you know, the cat's dead or whatever. So I'm really curious, if you were in Yasmin's kind of, I suppose, situation, would you want to be told right then and there, even though you've a couple of days left, or would you want to be lied to? 087-711-103. I'm really curious. There's no right answer here, but I'm just curious.
I think it's just so personal preference. I'm very curious too.
We are talking about Yasmin from Love Island, basically. She wasn't uploading anything on Instagram as she came out of the villa, and I was kind of going, why isn't she? Like, I wanted to see what was going on in her life and things like that. But then she uploaded a statement that basically said that her cat died while she was filming Love Island. She didn't know about it, and she only found out when she came out of the villa. But the thing is that her parents and her sister went into the villa to just like see, you know, on Parents' Day, whenever they do that in Love Island, that episode. And the first thing that Yasmin said was,
"How's Meow Meow? Everything's fine, yeah. Okay, good."
Yeah, the cat is called Meow Meow, by the way. She asked straight away, "How's Meow Meow?" And the parents and the sister said, "She's good, all's fine."
Yeah.
And I can totally understand why they said that. But my question to you this morning on 087-711-1038 was, would you want to be told or would you want to be lied to? Reason being, because I thought she came out of the villa to this euphoric, like, you came third in Love Island, you're one of the most famous people in the country right now, and just you're brought right back to earth straight away because you're going, your pet's dead.
Naturally, a lot of mixed opinions on this based on how, like, personal preference, but just thinking about it. And then I was like, yeah, I'd like to know. If anything happened to my Seamus, I'd like to know. And then I listened to Lewis Capaldi and Survive, and I was imagining myself being on a beautiful trip around the Philippines or something. I said, don't tell me. I'd be booking a flight home. No,
and you'd always associate that with...
I'd rather definitively, if anyone was listening, I'd rather not know while I'm there. My brother went travelling. Well, he didn't go travelling. He moved to Australia with no plans of coming home. I'm sure he will eventually, you'd hope anyway. But our family dog at home,
not the
Kobe,
way this country's going.
He's better off where he is. But our family dog Kobe is, like, sorry to say it like this, but well past his expiration date.
Right.
adore that dog so much. But
she's
like,
a bit lumpy. Smells weird.
And God, I think, like, Barry's goodbye to Kobe.
It was a goodbye,
I couldn't look.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to start crying. It was awful. No. Stop making me cry on Friday. it was a long hug. It was a series of days of long hugs.
But you'll have to tell him when it does happen eventually.
Yeah. Because sometimes, like, even when Barry's on FaceTime now, and if I'm home around Kobe, I'm like, do you want to go out and say hi to Kobe? And he was like, no, don't let him hear my voice. It's too confusing. It's not fair.
I think I'd need to know. I was originally saying no, but now I'm like,
in the moment, if you were in Love Island, would you need that?
I think I would, because then I'd be like, I didn't get to, like, Danish didn't feel my immediate grief because of a selfish decision for me, I think I'd like, I don't know.
You'd feel worse about yourself then.
I think I would. It's a real funny one.
It's a hard one to answer.
Ever since I got Seamus, I'm spammed with like all this dog love online, right? Mm. And like some of them are like, I'll go away. But some of them I'm like, there was one meme the other day kind of thing that was, if I ever die, make sure my dog sees my body because dogs understand death. But I never want him to think I abandoned him.
That's the most Facebook mom seen in my
entire life. And that is all I'm being served.
If you ever see me posting things like that, I've been hacked.
But I was like, do they understand death? Okay, well, look, if anything happens to me now, Jamie. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. The number one hit music station.
On it, let's go! Hello!
Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Good weather there, Alex.
That was solid.
A lot of moving parts again today. Do you remember last Friday? Headed off to Waterford for All Together Now. Into the car again today, going to see my friend in Limerick. Why is everywhere so far away?
You're always trailing the
country.
I
don't understand.
And you're going to Adair. Traffic is really always really bad.
Where
going
is it?
To there, in famously. Adair. Yeah.
Go on to your little tagline, Fiona Frawley.
And traffic on the N21 southbound through Adair is busy as usual.
I'm going to London.
You're going to London. I'm going to Limerick.
I'll be sitting on my arse in Dublin.
Okay.
So, Callum. London, Limerick, Lucan. No, you're crumbling. Never mind.
That didn't work.
And I'm going to Knockrow for the first time.
I'm huge.
I'll report back next week. I'm not here Monday, Tuesday, so I'll report back on Wednesday.
Because you're going to be so obsessed with Knockrow. You're like, I can't come to work, guys. I'll be back on Wednesday.
Where's Callum? He's still in the cinema.
Yeah.
Okay, enjoy. Yeah, dying to hear how the new cinema is. Right, it is time for one more tune. You choose the last song of the show. What is going to launch your weekend? We all have a pick for you. Mine is this. That is Stormzy, Ed Sheeran and Own It. And I heard Vossy Bop on Spin the other day and I said, you know what other great song Stormzy has? Well, loads, but also Own It. If you want to hear it in full, that is Emma in a WhatsApp, please. You need to send it over if you want to hear it on the air. Emma in a WhatsApp to 0877 11 1038.
Good choice. I've gone for this. You can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
I'm the man. Feeling yourself in your new tracksuit there, Dave, aren't
really
you?
Really am. Aloe Black.
Wonderland.
Who spells it with a two C's instead of a CK.
Nice.
Aloe Black, yeah. It's called The Man. Do you want to hear it as the last song of the show? I do, so you should too. It's Dave on a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
And I've gone for this. We learned this week that she is bringing out a new album next month. That is Cardi B, and I like it. If you want to hear it, that is Fiona in WhatsApp to 0877111038.
All right, get in touch with your vote. Emma, if you want to send my name over, you're voting for Stormzy and Own It.
Or if you want Aloe Black, The Man, it's Dave. Same number.
Or if you want Cardi B, I like it. It's Fiona in WhatsApp to 0877111038.
I'm sure you've seen this on your own personal Instagram profile over the last few days, but just some updates when it comes to Instagram that are bothering a lot of people, myself included. Some is fine, but others. Anyway, basically, no app seems to be capable of just being unique to others anymore. Mm. And I thought Instagram were kind of done with updates. It was kind of, Reels was a big thing that annoyed people, I suppose, when it came up to try and fight TikTok, I suppose, on that kind of video form, short form video and stuff. But the three big updates just announced over the last couple of days is a reposting feature. And I'm well aware that lots of people aren't on Twitter. What that is literally essentially a retweet. But instead of retweeting a piece of text or a meme that you would do on Twitter, typically, obviously, Instagram only allows for video or photo. I accidentally did this the other day and I'm still not quite sure. Normally, if you're going down through your feed, you see the option to like something or to comment on something or to send it on. That's about it. Now underneath is just this little click for a repost. And it doesn't even...
I think you can share it though normally as well, right?
Yeah, you can still do that.
You can still share it.
But or you can still share it to your story.
The little repost logo, I hate it. Yeah. I'm afraid of it.
And I think because they're trying to push it so much initially. You know the way normally if you go to action something like hit a repost, it would say confirm that
you want exactly.
To do
that's what I'm saying.
There was no option. I had just done it. And I was like, what have I just done? Kind of a thing, you know? It's an L now. But we had to look through the feed. And Dave, you were looking at this. And it's like reposting something from someone's grid, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, if I want to collaborate with Fiona and Dave on a picture, we can do that. It'll be on all our grids.
All our grids, yeah.
This is different because it'll go into a particular tab on your own grid of things that you've reposted.
Yeah, it won't go onto your normal grid, which is interesting. It's kind of like Reels. Reels has another element, another kind of part on your grid. Yeah. So you can see all your photos. Yeah.
A lot of people would just go for a browse in your main grid, but I would sometimes just move my Reels into their tab just to tidy it up. But like, anyway, it's just a funny one. I'm not sure what people would bother reposting because like if I'm passionate about something, I'll throw up my story.
I was going to say, I've felt quite old in the last couple of days because obviously the people in our office are born in 2004. Thanks. But I was kind of like put up my story. Hey guys, what are we going to repost? What's cool?
I'd only put it on story, really. It's kind of like, you know, when you repost something on TikTok, like someone's gas video.
I do that
as well, and I feel like maybe they've noticed it's getting quite big there, so that's why they've brought it in.
Yeah,
but I would never grid post. Like, say I shared on my story today, Mariah Carey not knowing Katy Perry went to space. Great video, comical. Am I posting it on my grid?
No, you're not.
No, you know that's just a story.
But it's not going to your grid. It's going to a little section.
Am I posting it to the random section? Probably not. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I don't mind it.
Maybe it's kind of to show what your tastes
are. Okay, well, look, that's level one. We move on to level two of annoyance. The Instagram map, essentially Snap Maps.
I heard about this. I couldn't find it. I have the phone hasn't upgraded.
It only started in America 2 days ago. So they're on the rollout, guys.
The EU are
one of the scariest things I've ever seen was Snap Maps. Yeah. I find it so bizarre that these kids watch each other and like not even kids, adults, like fully fledged adults are like, oh, I know exactly where Sean is. He's in the pub because his Snapchat, his location is always on. Why are we so obsessed with each other?
I don't have that level of privacy. I don't really care that much because like everyone I have on Snapchat when I use Snapchat was my friend.
I know, but I'm still like, why do we care where each other are all the time? It's just weird. Now, the good thing about this one is I think on Snapchat it frightened everyone because when that launched, it was immediately turned on.
Yeah.
And you had to go and turn it off. And it caused big
scary
problems for people if there's like stalking issues or whatever. In this case, it'll automatically default to being off. And if you want to turn it on, you can.
Who's turning that on?
Yeah,
like actively. I wouldn't mind too much, but I'd like, why would you actively turn it on?
Why would you
be like, now I don't care where you are. Now I have no interest in kidnapping you.
Yeah.
You want it too much.
Desperate.
What I did see when I was watching the video launching this is, you know the way you have your close friends tab?
Yes.
What you can do is create a tab now separate to close friends for just your location. So say for example it might be useful if you're like want to keep an eye on your kid.
Yes, that's good.
I can't see any other benefit really. I think it's all just a bit funny. And then the other new thing is new friends tab in Reels. So this was big. Do you remember in the early days of Instagram you had a feed where you kind of see the activity of your friends? So I could see like that Dave liked this thing and that never really bothered me. It's just
kind of
an activity feed. It was fine. Well, this is kind of back in a different one. This is public content that friends have interacted with. So, for example, if I like a video, you might know about it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. It's like bringing it back to the thing
that
went away.
I have seen that, the little floating pictures. So when you like go onto your feed and you just see like a normal picture, like photo of a footballer or something.
Yeah.
I'll also be like liked by these other people and they're like friends, people I follow.
Yeah. I just think in general they're doing too much and just let it be. I think Instagram's slowly dying.
I just hate that they're all becoming the same. Like the reason that I have three different apps, like Twitter and TikTok and like let's say Instagram, is because they all do different things. Yeah. What's the point if they're all becoming the one thing?
Mm-hmm. It's very uncreative to be like, oh, that's successful on that app, so let's do the
same thing,
even though we're different.
Do you know when it was over? When LinkedIn started doing stories.
Oh, stop.
When WhatsApp started doing stories.
Yeah,
people started being good at LinkedIn.
I hate that.
Yeah, that's
Here's the thing I'd like to know, just kind of put it on the record. When do you think we'll have the same attitude to Instagram as we do to Facebook?
I think that's very soon.
I'm going to say 2026.
Yeah, I think the youth don't even really do Instagram. They're like, you probably saw that on Instagram, did you? And I'm like, no, I'm on TikTok.
I think they have it, they want it, but they're not posting.
Yeah, no.
Yes, they keep an eye on it, but like they've zero posts. Yeah.
Exactly.
3,500 followers. Yeah. Like, girl, how?
Yeah, and we post like the most glamorous things, like the most touched up photos, like the most unbelievable camera, and they're just like, blurry photo.
Yeah, literally.
I'm like, oh, you're so cool.
It's Maxine, Luke Dean and Lockie. It's called Can't Decide on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
How are you? I had struggle deciding last night. I'll tell you, it was Cherry Comedy's Breakout Act of the Year competition.
Oh yeah, I've seen you posting with this for a while.
Yes.
Sounds exciting.
Sorry,
for new comedians.
What's Cherry Comedy?
Cherry Comedy, I know, I never talk about it, guys. I'm kind of shy. I'm a comedian. I run a comedy show called Cherry Comedy on a Thursday night at Whelan's. Get tickets, cherrycomedy.ie. And we are doing a new act competition for the month of August. August is a funny month for comedy because
that's good.
Because a lot of comedians are away in Edinburgh, so it's quiet. Like it's hard to
Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Yeah, Edinburgh Fringe Festival. It can be hard to like fill shows and stuff. So, and we've kind of been wanting to see the newer comedians who are out there. So we're doing this thing. We've done it a couple of years ago. We've done a few of them. It's like a new act competition. See who's new.
Yeah.
There's like a load of rounds, and two people get picked out of each round, and then we do a big final, which will be happening at an undetermined date soon. So we did this last night. Everyone was incredible. Like you have really? Some nights like this and it's like, Jesus, who are we going to pick? Like it's rough. Everyone was unbelievable. It was so, so difficult. Great.
How many
night.
People did it last night?
There was 11 acts.
Wow.
But I know it's a long night, but everyone's doing kind of like 5 to 7 minutes. They were incredible. Some people we'd seen before, like all of them are going to get on Cherry again. But there were a few things, not about the acts. The acts were all beautiful. Some audience members just irked me a little bit last night.
No.
Sometimes you try and put on a positive face and sometimes it's hard. Okay, so first up, I was just opening the door, trying to get myself organised, trying to let people in. There's an eager American right at the door. She's front and centre, like waiting to get in. And I'm like, please, like, give me a minute. Like, you need to adjust. Like, you live in Ireland now. Things start late.
Yeah.
So please stop. I will
slower
say,
pace.
Yeah. Also, when producer Callum came to the show, he was the same. He was like the first person outside the door. That's not too bad. That was Raven. We actually had good crack with her in the end. She was great. Okay. Next up, there was a group of lads down the back of Cherry.
Down the back. Back of the bus.
Who painstakingly like removed the chairs, which were lovingly set up in rows for everyone to enjoy the comedy, and they put them into a big circle.
Oh no! Oh,
yeah. I'm like, would you do that in a venue? Like,
I genuinely thought you were going to go, would you do that in your own home?
You wouldn't move a chair. And like all the stools in a big circle, like we're at like some sort of club night.
Yeah.
And they were gatekeeping two stools in the middle to keep all their empty pint glasses on. Now this gig was sold out to bits. I was like, lads. And like you don't want to, because then you have to go up and host. So you don't want to be the arsehole who's like, can you move them? Because then you have to go up and like hope that people like
still
you.
Still find
up
you
there.
Funny, yeah. So
sounds like there's a lot of rules at charity comedy.
There is. There
you're
are
kind of doing both. You're the organiser and the performer, so it's a hard one,
I know,
isn't it?
And
you're like, haha, I'm great crap, but please move.
But like also
back.
Like respect me. Do you know what I mean? It's tough. And then there was this two lads who came in about 1 minute to 8, like before the show started. And there was two lovely, beautiful seats up the front. And I was like, there's your seats, lads. And they were like, oh no. No way, no way. And I was done with it at that stage. So I was like, well, you shouldn't have come in this late. I was like, there's your seats. And I was like, I'm the host. I won't pick on you. And he was like, I don't believe that. And I was like, do you know what? You're not my type. And then we have like this kind of, we call it the choir area. Like if you're standing up on the stage, it's like to the left of you. There's some stools there. And they found a way to like find some stools and still sit there. And I'm like, it's just bad for the acts. Like you're probably here because you are supporting your friend who's in this competition and you still won't sit up the front. There's empty seats. It's horrible. Okay, so they were...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No,
upset. This is just Fiona giving out for the last 4 minutes.
I'm upset. And then I heard those two guys giving out to a comedian at the break being like, we were forcibly forced up the front. And I was like, you didn't even sit there. Finally, my final grievance of the night, we were handing out people voting slips so they could vote for their favourite
act. Oh, very
act.
Good.
You vote for your friend who you came to see first and you vote for the act who you actually enjoyed second.
Oh, very good.
So
that's
we hand
smart.
Out all the voting slips and 40 pens with them. Return to us, only 30 pens.
Oh my God.
That was my biggest boo-boo of all. Girl. Have these people no respect for me?
I think you've lost every customer you ever got.
No,
have.
I love you,
you
guys,
need
obviously.
A night in your pajamas and a cup of tea and a bit of sleep this weekend, I think.
So.
I think you're exhausted.
Yeah.
Get ready, Spin 103 Golden Tickets.
Hey, yay!
Oh,
we live in hope on this bloody game.
Yes, we do. We want to get you on your holidays with thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. We want you to sort you out with 7 nights at Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura.
So your lovely mother, Margaret, Fiona, yeah, she's the one who told us that we've been pronouncing it wrong for a long time, and apparently it's Pierre and Vacance Village.
I know, but come on.
Well, she's just messaged this into Spin.
Why are you still saying Vacancies, Fiona?
She calls you out.
I'm such a loser.
Your
not
English mother wants you to speak English.
Spin. Speak the king's
speak
language.
The king's language.
Well, actually, in this case, it would be French.
So true. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, Margaret, we apologise.
Sorry, Mags.
Village.
Who's the head of France?
Macron.
Ah, very good.
I don't know. Is there a king?
I don't know.
Famously not. Listen, they did away with us.
We have to get on to Denise, who's standing by. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you very much. How are you?
Good, thanks. Anything on for the weekend?
I'm literally starting a new job today.
Congratulations.
Starting a new job on a Friday.
I kind of start about 6 jobs a year, so yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Denise. Nothing's going to tie you down.
What's the job, Denise?
Yeah. Should I be telling you this now? I work on television and film.
Oh, slay.
Okay, cool. Well,
very nice, Denise. All right, well, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura, because you know that we know the television people are awfully stressed. No, you haven't won anything, Denise. Relax.
Okay.
You've got a work to do first, girl.
You have a bit of work to do as well. You have to play a game first. All right, this is Emma, Dave, and Fiona's golden ticket. Basically, I presume you haven't heard this game before, no, Denise?
I have.
You have. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
Yeah, and five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, and you win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. This is your time, all right?
Come
you start
on,
a new job.
Okay,
you should be going into this on the first day saying, "Hell yeah, I need to book a holiday." So listen, if it's a song with a few people on it, Denise, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct, but if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Denise, you just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All make sense?
Okay.
All right. If you have any questions, now be the time to ask them.
No questions.
You're all good.
Denise.
All right. Happy
go
days.
Do this
good
thing.
Luck, Denise.
Thank you.
Where are you from, by the way?
Thank you.
Conceely.
Conceely. Oh, very good. Conceely. Denise in Conceely. The best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter,
Espresso. Start the clock.
Beautiful.
Straight in, no mess.
Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter in
amazing
the bag, Denise.
No mess. Denise, you got that in just under 4 seconds, I would say. So you got 21 seconds left for 4 songs.
Very good, Denise.
It was a good start. We'll see how we go from here. Let's go.
And you still have that swap remaining as well. Let's go for song two in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg.
Swap.
Team
Crow. No, hold on. Team
Crow.
Oh.
We're going to take your swap.
No. Swap.
Ed Sheeran there with Castle on the Hill.
Shout out to your love for Irish music. Very good. Not to worry at all. We are going to be swapping that song out for you. A new song too, playing for you in a second.
All right, let's do this. A brand new one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Now to
the heart. Same guy.
Ed Sheeran and...
When you're cold,
he'll be like...
Shivers.
Stop the clock.
Oh, God.
We got there.
I need some help there.
Ed Sheeran and Shivers in the bag. Let's crack on.
It took you all to get there. You've got just under 6 seconds left for 3 songs. But hey, if you whack them out quickly, maybe.
Listen,
let's give it a go.
Stranger things have happened, Denise. Let's go for song three and we'll be more than halfway there. Song three playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. 3, 2.
This song too. Oh, so frustrating.
Of course you do. That is Jack Harlow and Loving On Me. Sorry about that, Denise.
Sorry. Denise, did you have fun?
I did have fun, and thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate
you.
It.
Best of luck with the new job,
Denise. Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you
so much. Have a great weekend,
you
guys.
Too.
Bye, girl.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. We will try again Monday, 087 711 1038. The word golden in a WhatsApp, please, if you would like a holiday for free.
Ooh.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Don't forget those new rules. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso will always be song one, and song two, and the swap song two will always be Ed Sheeran.
Ooh.
All right. Handing it to you. Here's Chapa Rowan and Hot to Go on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Spin!